Hello, this is 5 minutes to Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 717, 717, lovely number, but it's not for gambling. So we've been talking about the death of Christ. I've done the physical events, but not the revelatory. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold. And you know where we go to, 1 Corinthians 15. I'm sure that many of you by this time, if you've been listening to me, you know how to say it offhand. Okay, it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. Then it says, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain. It was supposed to say that you've not believed in vain because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we've been talking about the death of Christ, as I've said. Now we are talking about Proverbs 4:12 that says, Proverbs 4:20 that says, my son, pay attention to my word. And we're decreasing our attention on other things so that we push it into the word. Okay, so now that we are talking about the word of God, I said to you that spiritual authority has got to do with the words you say. The words you say. Because when you go to God's workshop, you're not going to go and find spanner 8. You're not going to go and find spanner 16. You're not going to find a hammer. No. He says even the hammer is the word. So we're going to find the word of God. The word is what is in God's workshop. The word of God. So anybody who is going to walk in spiritual authority will have to learn how to put the word of God on your lips and say it. You will have to put the word of God on your lips and say it. So if it is healing or health, you have to begin to speak according to 1 Peter 2:24, by whose stripes I was healed. You have to begin to speak and say, according to Isaiah 53, verse 5, he says, what? Who himself took my infirmities. And that is, Matthew 8:17, himself took my infirmities. Isaiah 53 starts in the beginning, verse 1 says, who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? That begins to talk about what Jesus is coming to do on this earth. And it says, with the stripes, we are healed. We are healed. But when you go to 1 Peter 2:20, it says, we were. So Isaiah stood at the place where Christ had not died. And therefore, when he was prophesying, he had to use you are, present tense. And then when Peter came, Jesus had died. And then he was right and said, listen, it's already done. So you were healed. So you will have to put these scriptures on your lips. Matthew 8:17 himself took our infirmities. Where is the infirmity? Where is the sickness? Say, the sickness is in my jaw. The sickness is my knee. But the word says he took. So if he took, is he lying or it is true? Then I'll say that, my body, you are lying. Satan, you are lying. Symptoms, you are lying. Because himself took. If he took it, then he took it. He took it. Jesus, you took it. You took it. Satan, you can't convince me that he didn't take it. He took it. And therefore, it is taken away from my body. You see, that is the way to do it. This is the way you are going to do it. Whosoever says to this mountain, you have to say. It involves you speaking. But I wish God would rather say it. God won't say it. God won't say it. He's already said it in his word. It is written. It's already written. So if it is written, then it is a human being like you and me, who will have to put this word on our lips and say it. Say, himself took my infirmities. Say it. He became poor so that I'll be rich. He has given to me all the treasures hidden in darkness. I have them. The riches of the wicked are laid up for the righteous. You say it. My God has supplied all my need. Everything I need in Christ already supplied. I already got it. You have to say it. You will have to say. If you want to see the mountain, unless maybe you are okay, you don't need any mountain moved you. Even then, this world is such that you will have to get yourself ready for all things, or no, I mean, not anything bad, but you have to be prepared. And it is not when you see the thing that you are running to go and cook the food when they're already there. You would have the food already cooked inside of you, the word of God cooked inside of you. And when anything raises its head, you will say, Satan, it is written. It is written. Didn't you see how Jesus did it in Matthew 4:4? Look at how Jesus did it. And his own was even worse than Adam, the first Adam. Bible calls Jesus the second Adam, calls Adam in the garden the first Adam. In the first Adam, what happened to him? He was tempted in a garden. His environment was cool, beautiful. But when Jesus had his temptation, he was sent into the wilderness, had not eaten for 40 days and 40 nights. And he stood there and the tempter came to him. And of course he came, as God said, he doesn't need anything from you but the word. When the devil is challenging or doing anything, it is not. Listen, many people don't know that when Satan comes, he's coming for the word. When you hear the word of God and anything, it's because of what you've heard, that word. Because if he allows it to grow, what will he do? Any little man or woman can take a broom and whip Satan on the buttocks with the word. You will give him pew, 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 pow, pow, pow on his bum. He will be crying like a one-day-old baby, helpless in your hands when you take the word of God. And therefore, he gets scared, really scared and afraid when he sees that anybody's handling the word. And especially when you can rightly divide the word of truth. And I'm saying to you, that the word in your mouth, that is key. He say, whosoever will say. But you know, these faith people, they are always emphasizing on what you say. Don't you want to have what they are having? Don't you want to have what they are having? Don't you want to have what Smith Wigglesworth had? Raising how many people, assisting people from the dead? Won't you want to have what Papa Hagen had? Won't you want to have what the men of God have? Yes. This is the way. There is no other. He says clearly, whosoever shall say. There is a part you have to play. What is that part? Saying. Saying. Put the word of God on your lips. It means that you have to go into the word and search. Now, Google is so simple to Google. Maybe you are thinking of deliverance. Maybe you are thinking of healing. Maybe you are thinking of wealth. Maybe you are thinking of things are delaying your life. Just Google and you will find the right word for you. There is a word for you. And immediately you will come and the Holy Spirit will help you. He will lead you to it. Immediately you come or somebody wants to kill you. He will take you to Matthew 2 where he says, they are dead that sought after the child's life. And you begin to say, they are dead who are looking for me dead. They are dead. They died. They died. I'm standing on their grave. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are so blessed. Please come back for more.